Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing. Need you to fall on me, Jesus.
Fall on me.
Anointing. Would you fall on me, Lord? Let the power, let the power, let the power of the Holy Ghost
fall on me.
Lift your hands and say, fall on me, fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing, anointing, anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus? Fall.
Fall
devil.
On me.
Let the power.
Let the power of
the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing.
Fall.
Let me say this one more time. If you want double for everything you've gone through, just say anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall on me.
I can't make it without you, anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall.
Come on. Now say, let the power of the Holy Ghost.
God again to be able to come and sit down and reason in his word. Thank him for an opportunity. We thank him also for an anointing. You ever ask God to anoint you with the power of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. That Holy Spirit, that comfort as we talk about, that comfort is also one individual that will lead you, that will guide you, that will help you make correct decisions. Hallelujah. For the Lord, with the Lord, and to stand, hallelujah, in times of battle, to stand against oppositions. praise you, Lord. We need the power of his Holy Spirit, the anointing. It tells me in Isaiah that the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing, that, that praise the Lord, that, that yoke bondage can be broken by the anointing. Deliverance can be made by the anointing, by the touch, the setting free of hallelujah, whatever might be entangled you, by the power of his Holy Spirit. We thank God today for lending us all time his power, giving us, being in attendance with us, that's helping us be able to reason in his word, to have understanding of his word. Hallelujah. Makes you just want to love him ever more. Power of the Holy Ghost. I like to, on Fridays, we like to give God thanks and praise. Every day we like to give him thanks and praise, but on Friday, a lot of people rejoice on Friday because of payday. A lot of people rejoice on Friday because weekend's coming and we have a little fun. We like to rejoice on Fridays for the week he has blessed us through, how he blessed us and helped us to rejoicing to look past over how he has brought us Monday through Friday and helps us get preparation for celebration on Sunday. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your grace that you show towards us. We thank you. We thank him for this power of the Holy Ghost. We thank him for all of you that have set aside and just called in to show your love. We tell God, thank you. Praise the Lord. Just talk about David a little bit and Psalm the third chapter is real. It's a short chapter. We can read the whole thing. Praise the Lord. Only 8 verses, Psalm the third chapter. David was questioning God here. He even complains to God of his enemies and confides in God. He complains to God about his enemies, and then he confides in him. As we go to God in prayer, ask his blessings on today. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, come in, God, to say thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for how you have allowed us to come together. Thank you for your power of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The power of the anointing that you give that breaks the yoke, that makes it possible that we could connect together one to another and even with you. We thank you for your confidence that you give, that you send, hallelujah, to help us along our way. Just want to tell you we love you, Lord. Forgive us for all sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for yet another opportunity that you've given to us. Bless us. In Jesus' name we pray, we ask this all. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. It is his anointing that it is possible. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit that manifests it brings an anointed, and to the anointed one that he may do, hallelujah, the work and the will of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For a moment, David here in this third chapter of the Psalms, where David, when he fled from Absalom, his son, he asked the question, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? He says, many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Has that ever been said to you, that just ain't no help for you? And see, an active believer, the more he is beaten off from God, either by the rebukes or reproaches of enemies, or the reproaches, the faster he beaten out, the more he's beaten out, the more we should hold, hallelujah, unto God and cling unto God and seek after God. It told you, hallelujah, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When you seek him, surely there's going to be trouble. Surely there's going to be trial. Surely there's going to be tribulation. But one good thing about it that I love, he is a rewarder. Your labor is not in vain. So be steadfast and unmovable no matter how the trial comes. Hallelujah. No matter how dark the night, look, hold on to God. Changing hand, he'll make it all right. You'll find yourself being triumphant over your fears, and you will give God the glory. And it takes, oh, praise the Lord, it takes endurance to do that. You cannot be weak, but to be strong, be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work and will of the Lord, for much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And these words over there in Revelation, so it said they are faithful and they are true. You can stand on them. But let's get back to David. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? You ever asked the Lord that? Lord, how is it? David here, Absalom, his own son. Lord, how is it they increase that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there's no help. Question you may have had, but I like about it in the midst of you asking all time, just like that verse 3, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. You got to realize that God is that shield on that buckle. If he would step back and allow Satan, the adversary, to have his way with you. You've seen over there in Luke what he desires to do. He desires to sift you like we, but God the Son. Pray to God the Father and ask him. He said, I'm praying that your faith wouldn't fail. I'm in other words, I done talked to my Father about it, that your faith wouldn't fail. I have talked to our Father about it, that your faith wouldn't fail. So we have to go through that we may be pure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we may be worthy to reign with him through our suffering. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of mine head. Says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. See, we got to remember and got to know that we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and the things that God allow us to go through, we need to rejoice in them. We need to, because he's setting us up that we may overcome. Hallelujah. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We have overcome. That's why it's necessary for us to have these experiences with God, so we may tell God that he's the lifter of my head, that he brought me out, though I was stuck in the muck and the miry clay, and he delivered me, he cleaned me up, he set me free on a rock, he put me on a firm foundation. We need to tell of his goodness to others, so then when those are weak and are going through, they may find strength and comfort, and to just hear, come on now, faith cometh by hearing, and hallelujah. And a lot of people don't like it, but how can he hear without a preaching? How can he preach unless he's been sent? How can you hear from God without God's messenger? How can you hear, hallelujah, or know about God without a representative there and say, I know him to be good. I found a friend. God will take care of you and be not dismayed. Whatever betide you, God will. And then that the person that's saying it must believe, hallelujah, and must be to believe enough to accept it as true. And it's a firm foundation that it can stand on, that he's real, he's good. I believe him to be so. Listen. Come on, listen if you will. Come on now. Sister Brenda Wallace, can help us out a little bit. How hallelujah.
God's yeah. Gonna do it.
Thank you, Lord.
And I don't know when.
and made it into something. So is our faith that the substance of things hoped for in our hope. It moves us beyond to it start to make things happen. And when we hear of this, when we hear of this, when it has been told to us, when the faith comes by hearing, and when we hear of this, then our faith is increased after we believe and receive it. When we believe it to and accept it to be the truth, so of salvation now unto us, because it belongeth to the Lord. It belongeth to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation that belongeth to the Lord. And we are heirs heirs of his salvation. Heirs of his salvation. Thank you, Lord. Knowing you have the blessed assurance. When you call upon the Lord, he hear it. 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 Thank you, Lord, for your hearing. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. We need to stop and just give him some praise and tell him thank you. The best way to give him praise, the best way to give him praise, the best way to give him praise, how is that? I'm glad you asked me. How is the best way to give God praise? Obedience. Obedience. Hallelujah. Obedience. Obedience. The best way to give him praise, the best way to get his attention on you, obedience. Faithful. Faithfulness. Endurance in spite of the storm, the weather report. Hallelujah. Thank him as though it's sunny and everything is all right. Praise him in the midst. You may be in a tornado. You may be in a troublesome wind, but that gives God an opportunity to show you that he can speak and peace be will be still. Hallelujah. But be not weary in well doing. Hey. Because if you don't think highly in well doing, hallelujah, God will unfold something right before your eyes that you will have an experience with him as well, and you'll say, my God, he made a way for me. Praise the Lord. You open Rev, you open Brother D. Y'all got anything to say about, hallelujah, his goodness and his mercy and his truth that endures to all generations.
Forever. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
First giving unto God, who's truly the head, author and finisher of our faith.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell God, thank you this morning. I come in just to say thank you. Thank you for, again, mm-hmm. allowing us to be fed. I thank the Lord for allowing us to be fed food for the body, food for the spirit, nourishment for the soul. My brother, you just don't know how good I feel this morning. I've been in this truck since about 4 o'clock this morning and just been riding all morning listening to the word of God in songs and in prayer. And the word has really been working on me this morning. And I just want to tell God, thank you for just allowing me to be. Thank you for allowing me to be. I thank you for engrafting me back in. I was once lost, but now I'm found.
Yes,
I say, God, ask the Lord that he continue to bless us, continue to bless these services, continue to bless. You know, God is so good. God is so good at answering our prayers. I've been praying and been praying and praying. And I'm starting to see, you know, I learned a long time ago, Reb, that he may not come when you want him, but he on time. And see, now I'm starting to see, as my prayers that I've been praying, I'm starting to see them be answered. And I just thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I just ask the Lord to continue to bless you, that you'll be able to continue to do the work on God's plan. A lot of them may not know, and I know this may be a little off script, but a lot of us may not know just how much work it takes for you to do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
My brother had to pull back from trying to do what he was doing Because the Bible has instructed man, a man that don't work is he not worthy to eat. So I have a little insight on what you do and how you do and what you have to go through to do what you do. And I just ask God to continue to bless you, continue to keep you, that you will be able to continue to come in and feed us in the morning with the word of God. For we know that it is needed, because this world is in a sinful, sinful way. And with that, I just say thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, we always thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank him for the ever-present Brother D and the Reverend Charles Flame. Yes, you know, we thank God for the spirit of knowing that he's getting close. He's getting
Yes, he is.
I mean, you know, that'd be true, but, you know, we just don't know when. But we know
what.
We
don't know how. We don't know how.
We're going to keep pushing.
Yes, sir.
Because we know God.
In the name of Jesus.
God can come anytime. Thank Red for the
word.
Thank Red for the
faith.
Thank all the ones that come out, man, just want to read his word and open up an understanding and try to apply it to your life. It's a good thing to serve God. You know, Brother D always said, make a little statement. The folks be arguing about that statement. He said, I'd rather serve him now and get out of
here
right now. What you say, Brother D? Get out of the way now.
Yes, sir.
Get out of the way now.
I'd rather serve him right now.
There you go.
He said he was.
Yeah, see, we use it just to make a practical statement, but we know he's going to be there. It's just
he's going to
struggle. Yeah. I'm scared he ain't mentioned it sometimes, but I know for a fact that that's what we're getting prepared for. We're not getting prepared to stay here. We're getting prepared to be with him. Then, like Bill was there, you're going to rejoice. You're going to be
I know I am.
I know I am. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I keep waiting on me.
I know I'm going to have one.
Yes, sir.
And I know if we keep doing what we're doing, we might get that quicker than we think.
Amen. Amen.
But while we're on this
You know something, Reverend Mary?
Yes, sir.
It's funny how you said it, that we know we're not going to stay here. He told us that, didn't he? He said we pilgrims passing through.
Yeah.
It's in the book. My brother like to say it's in the book.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Listen, brother, he already told man, he said we are pilgrims passing through. And then he told us what this land was, this foreign land. We didn't come to stay. You should prepare yourself.
Yes, sir.
Knowing that you're not here to stay. I'm like my brother. I know I got to keep waiting on me. He said, my father's house, I'm in a manger. And then he told me, he said, if it was not so, I would have told you. So he already told me that in a minute. And I got my keep waiting on me. Oh, I may fall sometime along the way. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I have an advocate standing in place for me that says, even though he failed, he's in my hand. He slipped along the way, but Reverend Henry is still in my hand. I know I got to keep waiting on him. I'm going to make it in one day.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make it in one day. I made it home last night, and young lady on my block I've been knowing for about 20 years now. One of my other neighbors came down to tell my wife that they just brought her home in hospice. Didn't even know she had a sick day in her life. Every day that I saw her, she looked so healthy. Looked so just jubilant all day long. And going to church every Sunday, going to work every day, taking care of mom. And my neighbor come down and tell me last night that they brought her home in hospice. And I'm saying that just to show, my brother just told you all so a few minutes ago, we passing through. This is not our home. We gonna leave here. We got to leave here. Got to. What will you spend eternity? What will you spend eternity? You know, I've been riding rails for the last 2 days listening to the song My Mind. Young man did a song called My Mind. And he said, My Mind is gone. And you know, as that song started to materialize to me and keep playing and keep playing, I fully understand what he's saying. See, my mind is gone. Because I got this mind now. See, bro, Eric, mind is gone. Bro, Henry, your mind is gone.
Yeah.
We have a different mind. He said, he told us, but there's a passage of scripture for it, bro. Henry, he said for us to be more like him. See, now we want our mind to be like him in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. We want our mind to be like him. So now as I hit his soul, the songwriter said, my mind is gone. He said he didn't understand that song as a kid. He said when his father used to sing that song, he didn't understand it. He said, but now I understand it. Because my mind is truly gone. My everyday work, my everyday walk, I want to be more like him. I want my mind to be more like him each and every day of my life.
That's very good.
Yes, my mind is gone. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we can tell God. That's why Reverend Eric get the That's why Reverend Eric sometimes was shedding tears and can't stop.
Yes, sir.
Right down the highway, because our mind is gone.
Yes, sir.
That old sinful mind.
Yes, sir.
That old carnal mind and mind. Don't want that no more.
Yes, sir.
Press it down. And he'll run it over. And I just tell God, thank you. I thank him for the word this morning. I thank him for, you, brother. Amen. Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
Man, he's so good to us.
God is so wonderful. This is so wonderful. You know, when I think about what he's done for me in the midst of in the midst we were yet sinners, but Christ died.
Hallelujah.
We should rejoice every time we think about Calvary and what he did and how he made it possible. that we say, I once was. He was a pastor.
Lost. Yes, sir.
But now.
Yes, sir. But now.
But
thank
now,
you, Jesus.
But now.
But now.
You know, have an advocate to the Father. There's hope for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That, you know, David, in the midst of him, you know, he was, Lord, this and that, but thou. Oh, Lord, a shield for me. Thank you, Lord. You know, do we have that shield? Can we testify of that shield? Can we testify of that when he comes back? I'm going back with it. Can we testify of that? Allow us to be in the image of death. Do we have sleep at night, or can we just be in peace? That whether we wake up is a blessing, or whether we go into eternal rest, it's still a blessing for us. Because God has taken care of it all, because I know it. Hallelujah. And I try to do his will. I try to do his word. I'm honestly trying. Though I may have slipped, though I may have fallen, when I realize that I'm in error, I quickly repent and try to get it right. I love God in this relationship that he allows us to have with him. You know, I thought, you know, I try to live the best that I can, but when I'm in error and God show me, I try to fix it. I try to do some of that because it's a blessing for him to show you. You know,
that's right.
I want the Lord to show me because I don't want the blood guiltiness. I don't want nothing, you know, holding me back from receiving what God had for me. Surely, I want heaven to be my home. Surely, I want the reward he has for me. Surely, I want to hear him say, well done. Surely, I want to say, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up. I'm a ruler over me. Surely I want him to say this is a man after my own heart. Surely I want him to feel my love as I receive his love. Surely. Just, that's a blessing within itself. Knowing and every time he lets us feel that confidence, it gives us strength. Knowing that it was not us, but it was God, hallelujah, who made the difference. It was God. That's another experience. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.
That's pretty good.
As I think about it, you know, David in this laying down, you know, because that a form of, it's like in the image of a dead man when we sleep, and a lot of people don't even realize every night they in that image. Every night they're in that image. Line. Hallelujah. And are you slumbering or are you or can you lay down in peace? When you can lay down in peace, you know, no matter what the morning brings, you are right.
Hey, come on now.
But
come on now.
If
come
you're
on,
wearing,
man.
If you're pulsing, that's a sign. hallelujah. I will not let the sun go down because of tomorrow. It's not promised, but today we already in today, so today we can do some of that. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we can have peace.
Yes,
as we lay there, we can have peace.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That when we wake up, we'll be sustained. Hallelujah. That when we arise, whether it's on this or that side of Jordan, hallelujah, we're blessed either way. Hallelujah. Song used to say, I'm blessed, better than blessed. Thank you, Lord.
Better than blessed.
Rejoice in the midst of trouble. Rejoice. I try to look like I have everything going for me, but I need your prayers each and every day. As I try to do this prayer, I need your prayers to stay. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm praying for you that your faith won't fail. Hallelujah. Jesus has to pray for us. Hallelujah. Should we pray for ourselves and one another? Oh, hallelujah. So I thank
all
you
right.
for your prayer.
All right.
Because I know it's by the prayer. I know I can't do this except you praying, except I'm praying, except my loved ones is praying. I can't do this. I can't walk this walk because the obstacles, you know, things have to be paid for. We were bought with a price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the things we do in this body. Hallelujah. There's consequences. I'm glad you brought that out, Reverend Brown. There is consequences. Hallelujah. So we can't just live in any kind of way.
Yes, it is. Just can't do it.
And when you are careful of yourself, hallelujah, you're going to be careful how you walk. You're going to be careful how you talk. That's a showing of reverence and respect unto God. Hallelujah.
You know, Rabbit?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rab. I love to tell us when I got people around me to tell me when I'm wrong. You know
yes,
what I'm talking about? I love to trust fellas. Yeah, because I know you love me, man. So you ain't going to tell me nothing
sir.
To make you look good. You telling me because you
come
know
on,
I'm
man.
Trying to get heaven, man.
That's right, bro. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Brother D, tell me something, man. I know he ain't trying to hurt me, man. Reprove, is I'm right about it, y'all. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You
should be able to reprove and rebut. That's what the word does.
Mm-hmm.
It corrects us, and it helps. It don't make us. All we doing, we just kingdom building, and we shining
that
rock up. You know what I'm talking about? Because one day they're gonna say, they're gonna do it like. I don't know if y'all heard that story. Oh man, here we go. But let me go here anyway. Y'all remember that young man with the cape, right? I remember the young man was at the gate, right? he was there. He was at his home. You know, he truly every
yes,
day.
Was. Yes,
and it was.
Was.
It was a
yes,
certain
was.
Time. They just go to church and go pray daily. You know what I'm talking about? And so this time he stuck his arm out. You know what I'm talking about? And Peter told him, "Wait, they ram." He reached out to him and picked him up. Somewhere we're on here, but all this time I felt this man reach his hand down there, and this man had enough faith to put his hand in his hand. So if I got enough faith and my brother come pick me up, I know I'm gonna be all right. So he got on up. So when he got up, Reverend, he got up for the feet. He got up. Hey, watch this, God, man. He got up, and they saw this man years after year, Brother B, couldn't take care of himself, but he jumped up leaping.
Amen.
I mean, his ankle was working. His feet was working. His hands were working.
Ooh.
And I don't know about you,
it's your boy,
and he went in there and running and hopping. And you know what? You know, you got
he
some next player, Brother B. You got some people going to talk about the Reverend Henry. They got in the cut, you know, and they, who are these people? They alert. you know what's so profound about that scripture? If you keep reading it,
uh-huh.
he said, but what I'm saying, uh-huh. he must have been fellowshipping with Jesus. Hey, who they get the credit for? They gave it to the what? To Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when you come, when you hear somebody speak, if you know God, you know God's in the midst of it. You know why? Because no one can do the things we do on this side without God. No one can do these things by handing to have love without Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you leave us to ourselves, Reverend Henry just said it.
Yes,
if you leave us to ourselves, Brother D just said it. I'm going to be a knucklehead.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a knucklehead. Boy, if I stay in the arm of God. Oh,
help the Holy Spirit.
Just stay around some brothers and sisters and tell me, brother, that they don't look good, man. They don't look good, man. You know, man. But they don't look good, brother. You know what I'm talking about? And I know I know something. I learned something now. I'm going to shove when I say this. But I'm
going to
I know sometimes.
Just can't keep it to myself.
I know sometimes, Brother D. I know sometimes, Reverend Henry, that if I see one of you guys have a character, I know it's got to be a time in the way I've been able to attack that spirit. Because if I don't, come here, Galatians, if I don't, if I'm not spiritual when I'm going to tell you, you're not going to receive it. Oh, no. See, then I'm going to get mad because you ain't received it. And I start cussing your back.
Amen.
I can restore it, my brother. Reverend told about a couple of days ago, once you've been converted, what you supposed to do, Reverend? Go spit in your brethren. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
So that's why we do what we
thank
do.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we do what we do, Rev.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Rev, I was down I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, right? And I was coming out the hotel, Brother D. Saw 57 Chevy out here, you know, and I see a 55 Chevy out here, and I see a 69 Chevelle out here, man, parked in front, you know what I'm talking about? They cruising down the Broadway, you know what I'm talking about? I just start thinking about one day, we're going to be sitting. You might not see it. We might not get to see you on this side, Brother D. One day.
Little
55,
one day.
Oh, L 57 is riding there, Reverend Henry. And that shit, Savannah riding in.
One day.
We're going to get to see this and talk about it today.
Amen. Yes,
we're
going to meet one day.
We're on this side.
We try to tell the nation because it's our job.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we have to practice what we preach 25-8.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that Salem is just as busy 25-8. I was running a few minutes late. I said, well, Lord, if I just speed up a little bit, I can get there on time. I get here at 8:02 and I was due here at 8 o'clock. So I'm good. Now it's time for me to get on God's plan.
And, you know, being in the racing field, you love to hear the race talk. And say, just like me, when I said Satan knows what to do, when to do it, how to do, you just got to be smarter by being within. And what I mean by being in, being in Jesus' arms. Because this morning, just as it's time for me to get on God's plan, we was having so much fun last night playing lawyer and judge until I got a call this morning.
Uh-oh.
They needed me to play the lawyer role again, and the call came when. The call came right at the time that it's time for me to get on God's plan. So now I got to tell Satan, get back. get back. Because, see, I got to hear the word of God. I'm going to be held responsible for my role. I got to. It's just something about hearing God's word in the morning. It just here to make everything go right.
Yeah.
Even when it just looks like it just ain't nothing you can do to make it right. It's just, there's just a way out of no way.
Yeah,
when man fit for man, it just happened to turn for good. You know, and I looked at that every morning, and I said, it's just amazing seeing how the call seems to come through every morning at 7:00, 8:00. So what you really trying to tell me, Satan, you trying to tell me I got a choice to make? But no, I'm going to tell you, choice already been made. You, I'm going to say it again, Rip. You want me to make a choice, Rip, but choice already been made.
Yeah.
I know within my heart, I know in my soul that he died for me.
Yeah.
You want to kill me, and he wants me to live.
There you go.
Want to kill me, Satan, all the day long.
Yes,
but
sir.
He wants me to live live eternally. So the choice been made, and I just tell God thank you. I tell God thank you for making the choice. I thank him for just being strong enough to be able to say, get back, Satan. Get back.
Uh-oh.
There's an old song that I used to hear my mom sing when I was a kid, said, get right, church, and let's go home. See, at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's time to get right, church, and let's go home. You know what I'm saying, brother? It's time to get right at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's time to go home. It's time to go get fed. That's why I tell God, thank you all day long. Feed us with the word of God.
Woo!
Feed us.
Thank you, Lord.
With the word of God. And we're going to leave here one day.
I'm going to say this, man.
We're going to leave here one day.
I'm going to say this, brother Ted.
Yeah, stay right here.
If it be God's will.
God is so good.
You know, we always do this, brother T. The Romans way, you know.
Yes, sir.
We must extend it. We must extend it. It's going to be a long weekend for some people, you know. Some of them might not make it to Monday, you know, Reverend. Some of them might understand that tomorrow is not really promised, Reverend.
It's
like they're just getting it good because they get up on they got up today, and I already said they're going to get up tomorrow. Reverend might not make it, Reverend, but we need to know. We need to know the man. Do you believe that God raised him from the grave? Do you believe that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have to confess it at your mind. You have to believe in your heart God done this there.
Yes.
I want you to know, we ain't going to try to have it all verbatim, but let me tell you like this here. Choose the man. Jesus Christ. Because one day, I don't care how long you on this side, one day you're going to get to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And preferably that you know him. And you know him like this here, that he's your Savior. If you know him as your Savior, be a fruitful Savior. Be a fruitful saint. Go out and tell somebody. Say, man, one last time, you know, they got this old ministry. Come on in the morning, Monday through Friday. They got one come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, they do a little late in the evening, man. You know, in the race game. Or, you know, come on, man. They do a lot of telling how good God is. And you might, you know what? You might have a concern. You can hit the one button and they would talk to you and minister to you. Come, man. Have fellowship with us.
Come.
See, be fruitful.
Come.
Tell somebody about what God is doing on here. That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
We're about how God is doing and what God's doing for the church.
He's doing it.
Amen.
He's doing it. You know, Ramirez, I remember years ago, I read those scriptures in the Bible that says, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. I used to have this garage I shared with an old friend of mine, and he was one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet. But he had no church in him. And he would hear my music. When I pull up, I'll be playing either somebody preaching, or he would hear the Southern Faith singing, or he'll hear the Candace Spiritual singing, he'll hear the keynote singing. And one day, I used to ask him about going to church with me all the time. And I said, well, I got to figure out a way to get him in. I said, I can't get him in the morning, so maybe I can get him to come here a gospel singing with me. I got to go hear the Southern Faith theme one day if I be lifted up. See, all I had to do was just keep lifting up the name of Jesus in front of him. I go, oh, man. I got to go hear the Southern Faith theme one day. And from that point, you know, a few years went by, and he had a little name in front of his name. He says, Deacon Wiggum. I'm going to say it again. A couple of years, he put a name in front of his name. Remember, it says Deacon Wiggum. God is so good. God is so good. We got to do what God has instructed us to do. I heard my brother say a few minutes ago, every chance you get, you want to witness to someone. You know, I can't think of nothing I love better. I'll be laying my bed some night, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I have to make myself not send text messages because I'm listening to the Word of God.
Man.
I want to text it to someone, tell them, listen to this. I sent Skin a phone yesterday. I said, please listen to this. Yeah. We can't give up on this. Pressing God's word. Pressing God's word for God is good, man. God is so good to us. He spared our life once more and again.
God is,
and then when you see someone that close to death, you know it could be you.
Yeah.
It could have been me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
It could have been me.
Yeah. You know what? If it is, heaven is my goal.
Yes, sir. Each and every day.
I heard
my brother speaking on love. You know, I want to call Reverend Henry. I ain't heard my brother's voice in 3 weeks. I want to call Reverend Henry. I'm like, what's wrong? You know, I got the first bug. And I can't tell no big head joke. When I heard the voice, the tears just came out.
Yeah,
thank
name
you,
Jesus.
Amen.
I'm so glad.
Yeah,
we just don't know how glad I'll be that we'll be one day to be able to face my name.
Yes, sir.
I was so glad just to get
home. Praise the Lord.
We thank God today for his blessing. We thank God for his coming. Allowed us to come together one more time. It's strengthening when we come together on one accord, hoping and expecting to hear from us. God, if he comes in and blesses us and enriches us, our spirits are made better, souls made stronger, and equips us to go back into battle. We thank you. We thank you for one day we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and we believe in our heart that God has raised us from the dead. And the scripture told me, I shall be saved. Romans 10:10 tells us, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
Yes,
you believe it unto righteousness. See, some people believe in that, but with the heart, man, believe, you got to, good things come from the heart. Believe when it's in your heart, you don't have to worry about it, because you believe this is the right thing to do. I must be right.
Yeah, I'll be right.
So when you're not right,
you
have an inner spiritual heart attack when you're not right. When you have an inner counseling to set up with it, you can't even save your own self until you get back right and then right. I told you, we bought with a price, and with the mouth confession, we pray unto salvation. So when that mouth and that heart line up together, you mean what you say and live it out. Oh, hallelujah! Salvation is not unto you. The scripture says, "God shall be saved." Not maybe, not all, but you just feel it right there, and you walk in it. Hallelujah! Confession is made unto salvation. But the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be made a saint. We can rejoice. We can rejoice, and we won't be made a saint, because he's gonna do this for us.
He goes to his part. That's it.
It's up to us to hold true to our confession. Hold true to our confession. Let me have confession. Hold on to it. Hallelujah. Hold on to it. And you know that there is no difference between the Greek, the Jew. Same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Boy, that's right. There to make you rejoice. Ain't no difference. Ain't no separation. If you love him, you can love him just as much, whether you're Greek or Jew. You can, hallelujah. It's not unto you. It's open unto you. Just love him as much as you want, and watch your actions. You can't help but do right because you believe it. It's in your heart, man. Hallelujah. And when you do the things God pleases, nobody have to tell you, because you're going to have a spiritual problem within. You're going to have trouble within. You ever had a spiritual heart spiritual indigestion?
It just don't agree with you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. When you do that, when you hear that word and you do that word and you love that word, you can't get enough of that word, your feet can't help but go in the path that they should go. So, and you'll start to see evidence in your life. You'll start to see when you lift up that love that God has placed in you, it draws people to you. It makes you a peculiar, that representative. People can't help but say, man, there's something about that guy. Man, I need to get to know that God. Man, I can ask that God a question. I feel like I can even ask that God for prayer. I feel like I can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad God fixed it that way. Ain't no big eyes or little you, but it's all right. Hallelujah. It's all him, and we cling to him. The more we cling to him, you know, while Brother D had tears in his eyes, because you rejoice, you long for that blessing that God has put in your life through a brother that you never laid eyes on, but you know and realize that you're one in the spirit. And oh, come here,
that's it. Yes,
Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. For it's within. Since it's within, it can help but fart outward show, but not a show like people think, but a show the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. And more glory to see a change in somebody's life. What a glorious thing to see when you see a change, that when he put that title in front of his name, because he once was lost, but now he's trying to do the work of the Lord. You have that testimony. You see people that come in faithfully and talk about a change that has taken place because of God.
In the name of Jesus.
Word.
In the name of Jesus.
His word that we received and I hear one day.
Hallelujah.
And it caused a change in our life. His word that we have taken in and we made a confession. Oh, hallelujah. And then we realized that it's in my heart now. It done got in my heart now. I was going to do something else, but it done got in my heart now. Oh, God, I was going to lean out to my own way, but it done got in my heart now. I was
going to
be foolish, but it done got in my heart now. When it's in my heart, I have the word in my heart.
In my heart.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it's in our heart, because it's hard for us to sin because it's in our heart, man. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. We believe his words to be faithful to you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's too much evidence for boy not to be true. Too much is standing and leaning upon the word. Too many things because he's so sure of it that he said, if a jot of sin will be untrue, heaven and earth will gonna do what? It's gonna pass away. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Oh, thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
throw out the lifeline. Somebody. Drifting away.
Yes, sir.
The thing that throw out the lifeline.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I gotta tell this when we're gonna get out here. I gotta tell this. You know, I be praying and I be trying to for God's direction, how he wants, you know, things to go. You know, and man, that's why he allowed these short lessons sometimes that we may get a little word and then we may rejoice in his testimony and be strengthened. I was so strengthened by to hear Reverend Brian and the discourse that he gave. I was so strengthened to hear Brother D and the change and the transformation in the young man's life.
Amen.
I was
told,
thank you, Lord. God knows just what we need.
God,
what we need.
He knows just what to do.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank you,
I can't help but rejoice. But,
can't help but pray.
That he answered. I can't help. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
where one may edify another. I know
you're
where one may edify another. When get together with another iron and it's sharpened and the countenance, we're both made better. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. We're both made better.
Very good.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Jesus. I thank God.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Can't help but love God's word,
man. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Martha, for what she does faithfully. She's sending these gold nuggets. Sometimes we read them, sometimes we don't, but we keep them.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Unwelcome visitor, she sent in. Unwelcome visitor. Trials may visit us, but our God is always with us.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Aren't you glad?
Hallelujah. James 1. Yes, sir. As she said.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. James, she gave 50.
Oh,
James 1 through 12. And James 1, 2 and 3 said, my brother, count it all joy. Mm-hmm. When you
count it all joy.
Trials. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces faith. count it all joy. Hallelujah.
Count it all joy.
Count it all joy. You know, sometimes it seems like God just be showing out. He allow you to go through that you may that He may continue to show you I'm able, and it don't matter what it
is.
It could be cancer, but I'm still able.
Yes,
it could be a loss of a job, but I'm still able. You may need a deliverance, but I'm still able. Oh, hallelujah. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy that I'm going to increase your
faith. Count it all joy.
Know me better than you know me before. Count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
In the name of Jesus, count it all joy.
Hallelujah. Count it all joy. Count it all joy when He lets you win victories, Brother D. Count it all joy. Count it all joy when He gives you strength. Count it all joy when He answers your prayer. Count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
Rev. Eric, count it all joy. Rev. Brian, when he allows you. Sometimes He just takes decisions from you that you don't have to make, that you don't know which decisions to make. Sometimes you just make them pray.
You don't know which way to go. Yes, He will. Yes, He will.
Hallelujah. I can remember mother. I can remember mother, Reverend Brian, when you were trying to make a decision whether to have a surgery or not. God stepped in.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Even my own mother, hallelujah, when I wanted to make a decision, God said, don't worry about it. It's in my hands now. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. He's always moving. He's always working, but we need to realize His move and His work. He's trying to do us all this because He's coming back. He's coming back. Hallelujah. For a church without a wrinkle, He's coming back. How you can be wrinkle free?
Yes, He is. Yes, V and G. Yes, sir. V and G.
How can you not be worried about the situation, by the world getting so evil, how hard it is to make our grosses are being so high, bills are being impossible? Don't worry. It's in His hands.
It's all in His hands.
Don't worry about tomorrow. But just live this day that He's given you. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Live this day. Hallelujah. Don't worry about trouble. Hallelujah. Well, they coming. Let them come, but they're going to make me better. They're going to make me stronger. Don't worry. Brother D. Brother D, me and Rev, we used to work out together He had to do double work, working with me because as much weight as he put on, he had to take it all off so I could lift it.
Hey, Reverend.
He was getting stronger for his labor.
I ain't want to be strong, Rev.
Hallelujah. He was getting stronger. That's what we do when one helps another. Hallelujah. You may have to talk with some people sometimes, but don't worry about it. You just getting stronger. Your brother, once you have been converted, as you help your brother, hallelujah. I hope somebody
helps you along the way.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Sometimes you have to suffer things that where somebody else can be better. Hallelujah. That's someone else can be stronger. God bless
you.
Hey, thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. That's very good.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Lord.
Well, thank
you, Lord. Thank
you. I thought of a song.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, it's a praising song, Brother Otis Clay does. Said, if I can reach out and help somebody, help someone along the way, then I've had a good day. If I could just help somebody, I've had a good day. God is good. God is so merciful.
How much joy it is knowing that we have helped somebody and helped them and made them get a little stronger in the Lord. How much joy it is knowing that someone would call you and say, "Hey, man, I really appreciate it. Thank you for your prayers because I was strengthened in that." Hallelujah. You know what? Our good works, they glorify the Father, which is in heaven, our good work, not wanting to take any glory for ourselves. See, because if we give all the glory to Him, guess what? We're setting ourselves up for success. When we give all the glory, all the honor, all the praise to Him,
all the
hallelujah, when we stand before
Him, all the praise to Him.
Oh, God. These are light afflictions. These are light afflictions. Oh, God. They can't even compare. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you. Boy, y'all blessing me. Y'all help me. I thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, you is.
Oh, Lord.
My God.
God bless you. Love you, Reb. Love you, Brother D. Love you, God.
Bless you, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh.
Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We thank you for the Spirit, Lord. We thank you for your love, Jesus. Lord. We thank you for the gift you gave, my Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the precious gift you gave to your son, Lord. We thank you for how you touched Reverend, Lord. You touched Brother D, Lord. You touched God's plan, Lord. We ask you right now, Father God, if it was some said, Lord, was no one can understood. They had a problem with receiving it, Lord. We ask you, Father God, bless the heart, Lord. Bless the heart, Lord. Lord, we ask you strength to the teacher, preach word, Lord. Touch him, Lord, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord. Touch everybody by the side of my boss right, Lord, right now, Lord. Spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. Cover him, Lord, with your spirit, Lord. Knowing, Father God, that we can do all things through you, Lord. So we come right now in advance thanking you, Lord, for the things you have done and about to do in this day, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we honor you, Lord. Lord, we want to be here for you, Lord. Lord, while we're here, Lord, on this side, Lord, we ask you to give us strength, Lord, to tear in this day, Lord. Lord, we don't know everything going to come against us today. We don't know anything what you're going to bless us with. But, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, what you do, Lord, give us strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us strength, Lord. Even the traveling the highways and byways, I hear my brother hold on the steering wheel, Lord. It says 4 o'clock in the morning, Lord. Lord, bless him, Lord. Bless them, Lord, and every driver that drives the highways and byways, touch them, Lord, even the trying to make a way for their family and themselves, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Lord, we just love you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Even if they're trying to buy a part for the car for over 10 years, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we adore you, Lord. We ask you all this in Jesus' name.
Before we get out of here, say this real quick.
Yeah.
before we get out of here, I was privileged to look at, just show you how good God is, man. I was privileged to look at a little sketch that Steve Harvey did yesterday morning. Young lady had 5 kids out of Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh.
I said, my brother uh-huh. better heard this one. She had 5 kids.
Uh-huh.
She had 3 kids. She got married, and she had 2 more kids,
uh-huh.
and then her husband died. And she went to church, mm-hmm. and she said a pastor told her that the Lord had told her to tell you to go back to school and get your GED. And she told her, she said, I don't know how I'm going to do that, you know. And the pastor told her, the pastor said, obedience is better than sacrifice. And she said,
mm-hmm.
she went on and signed up for school, and she got her GED. If you think God ain't good, just hear this story. I'm so sorry. I should have told you earlier. She went on and she signed up. She got her GED. And Steve Harvey was showing, well, not only did she get a GED, now she done went and finished some college in Dallas there. She went and she done finished law school. Now she got all she's left to do is go pass the bar exam. And she would be an attorney. Mm. And Steve Harvey said, God, just keep on blessing her. He blessed her to go back and get a GED. He blessed her to pass
mm-hmm.
law school.
Mm.
And I just believe in my heart he going to bless her to pass the bar exam. Steve Harvey said, I got to find you. It took him 2 years to get him, and they brought him to the show. And he said, you've been so diligently working until the producers here decide they want to bless you. They're going to send you and your kids on a 5-day vacation to Jamaica. Then he turned around and he said, and Marjorie and I want to bless you as well. We're going to give you a $10,000 check to help you along your way. If you think God ain't good, just open your eyes. God is able. Five kids and no husband, and God bless. she said, I don't think I can do that. She said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Being obedient. Be obedient to God's word. She was just being obedient. And look, yeah, I said, my brother and I may have heard it in Dallas, Texas. I said, look at this. You know, ain't too many sponsors coming out of Dallas, and she in Dallas, Texas. All right, Rev, you can play the music now. You can play the music
now.
Bruce. Oh, man. Thank you, Jim.
Bro, I heard that. I just had to tell God's plan about that one, man. 5 kids. And I just believe in my heart that God's going to bless him to pass the bar exam, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jim.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I just show you that God is still blessing. He's in the blessing business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. I pray that this song reminds you. reminds you of God's help to us. Listen at the words of. Thank you.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies.
Mm-hmm.
Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through.
Mm-hmm.
When the clouds of doubt rain down on you, hand test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. To eat, or what you watch God provide. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, provide. Watch God provide.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Just close your eyes and watch God provide.
Thank you. Oh, hallelujah.
Well, when you got faith in the Lord, Rev, it's just, I know we got to go, but it's just so hard to stop when you love the Lord and you got faith in the Lord. Well, when you got faith in the Lord, he'll do just what he said. He'll move mountains for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Lord, don't move the mountain. Just give me the strength to climb.
Yes,
what God provides.
You know, Brother D, since you came back in, I'm going to give you this blessing. Brother D, you came on back in. Look at this. Watch this. This might be in your house. You might remember this.
Oh, hey, man, you ought to be able to say this. Oh, why?
Oh, no.
Under the sound of my voice right now, you ought to be able to say that please Jesus
somewhere, and you ought to say, why?
can hear the name.
Thou art the calling.
If I was you tonight, you know what I would say?